Adulting is a roller coaster of really high highs, low lows, and everything in between. If you are in the thick of this ride and changing your mind every 2 seconds about whether you are enjoying it or not, you're in the right place. Every 2 weeks, join the Adulting Out Loud hosts as we talk through our experiences as certified adults, offering each other encouragement, inspiration, and a good laugh. We hope to leave you feeling refreshed and ready to face everything adulting has in store for you. Thanks for listening. Hi guys, welcome to the Adulting Out Loud podcast. We are glad to have you listening in. Hi Carol.
Hi Yunia.
It's just Carol and I today. Yvonne is not here with us, but we miss you, Yvonne. We can't wait to have you back. How are you doing, Carol?
I'm doing well, Yunia. It's December, so it's an exciting month. Yes. I love December. Because I love
it. I do too.
Yeah. And my birthday as well.
You have the perfect birthday.
Like yes.
End the year.
Exactly. It's a real birthday, right?
It's a real birthday. You have the perfect birthday. I also really like December. But I don't know. There's something about this December. I've been feeling tired. Just tired. I feel like all the weight of 2020 is just coming now, and I just feel tired. I'm not feeling it, even though I put up the tree on 1st December. Did you decorate?
Yes, I did. I did. I have a small Christmas tree that I decorated on 1st as well. So, but even then, it's not the feeling of you know, the normal Christmas.
We also decorated my these ornaments. They are suffering with my daughter. So it looks
at the end of the day, plucking them off.
She's plucking them out. It looks different every day. Every single day, this tree is just looking different. The star is facing I don't know where. Mm. But yeah, but it's okay. I decorated. She loves it. I think. Yeah, she's the one who is really enjoying this season. And that takes us to our topic today. Today we are talking about Christmas.
Yes.
We're talking about Christmas and what Christmas means to us. What were our traditions growing up surrounding Christmas? Just all things Christmas. So, Carol, you're a Christmas lover. You've already confessed. How was Christmas like when you were growing up? Was it a thing? Was it a thing for you and your family?
It was a big thing growing up.
Yeah.
I remember, I think in being small in primary school, I remember we had a children's choir at my school. So we're already learning how to sing Christmas carols. And I have fond memories of our teacher then, who used to teach us lots of Christmas carols. And when you're young, you don't even know exactly what you're pronouncing, what you're singing. And I'm just like, I wish our parents then had the gadgets we have now, you know, to have taken videos or recorded. Of course, we have pictures of that.
Yeah, pictures, still pictures.
So nice to look back on. But for me, then the balloons, because the only time mom and dad would allow you to play around with balloons, so they would many of those. And then we had a real Christmas tree,
like a tree from outside. Not these plastic, I think even plastic, whatever they are, things that we have.
Yes. And so that would be, you know, you would get one and then, you know, they put it in the house and you decorate it. For us, we didn't have the gadgets people have now, like the ornaments that we put on the trees now. For us, had balloons and toilet paper then, we had the colored toilet paper. I don't know.
I've heard so many people talk about toilet paper, but incidentally, we did do toilet paper on our tree.
The colored one. We did toilet paper and then cotton. Those are
blue and green. Like
cotton, you know, cotton, was it cotton?
Yes. There were those for snow.
For snow. cotton for snow, that's snow white cotton. And I remember mom had like deco for Christmas, and you know, all these tablecloths and
that's
special for that time, and so it was just exciting, really.
Yeah, like so many exciting things happening throughout the whole month.
Yeah.
And around, you know, just around that day. Imagine, it's just one day, but like there would be so many things happening.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was the same for us, really. Like the decor, the tree, the first of all, the real tree, yes. We'd go out and cut, I don't know what kind of tree that tree is, but it's not like the Christmas tree of the movies. It's like a certain tree.
But it's at least close. It's like, yeah.
Those days where we used to stay, there were so many. And so we'd go, there was a certain place where we'd go, it was like a neighbor's place, and then we'd ask to cut. And then we'll cut, you'd look for the best that at least has like a pointed tip where you'd be able to put the star. There used to be some, now instead of toilet paper, there used to be some paper that we used to cut into designs. Like my mom would buy a certain kind of paper, I don't know how to call it, but then we'd cut it into designs and then put it on the
You
tree.
Were creative.
And then it was so fun. Then of course balloons, definitely balloons. And then Christmas cards. We used to do Christmas cards.
Oh,
then.
Yeah. Christmas cards as well.
Yes, Christmas cards. Yeah. And exactly. We put them on the tree, put them around the tree, because we would put the tree in a tin.
Yeah.
Of probably maybe like a cooking oil tin that is got finished and where we have cleaned, or a bucket that is old. And so now we'd have to like either wrap that bucket or put cards around it, you know.
Yeah.
No gifts under the tree.
I think giving cards were the thing then. Like
they were such a thing.
Other families at work. I remember my dad at work, he would come with many cards. Like companies. So like National Water, if you're their client, they would send cards.
Exactly. And then you would also buy cards to give. And I just remember my mom sitting and writing cards and being like, oh, we're going to give these guys and these guys and these guys. It was a thing then. I don't think it's a thing now. Now you just get a WhatsApp message.
Now it's just a WhatsApp message and maybe something on Facebook, wishing people who will not even see that.
Because they are also in their own like festivities. So yes, that was all that was before. Then of course we had those like you say, that the clothes, the chair clothes, table clothes, whatever, like those vitambas that we used to put on the chairs, and there were special ones that my mom would save for Christmas. Meanwhile, we used to, you know, did you used to make those things? We used to make, like my mom taught us how to make, and we used to make them.
No, for us we didn't, but mom used to.
How come you guys, my mom used to make and she taught us how to make, and we were her little minions of making those things. Like we learned how to make.
And you know, it was also a thing then, like
so much.
Some kind of round metallic thing, and they would knit them. So
yeah, then you knit with like a design that is on there. Yeah, and then of course on the day itself, oh my god.
That day
itself was a real party. Wow. Like when I think about it, I'm like, why were we eating all that food? But that's, it was so great. Much fun.
Yeah, it was. I think it was the same for us. Like we never went, you know, how people go to the village, like to their village to their grandparents. We always stayed at home, like family.
Yeah.
And the food, the cooking.
The cooking. Then you take soda, like so much soda. So much soda. And then after that, in the afternoon, just be there. You can't even do anything.
Anything.
Because kids. When we were kids, you'd play. Like then the older you grow, you can't do anything. So you maybe watch Christmas movies.
Or play some games.
Actually, games were also a big part of it.
Yeah. We still make it a point that we are all at home if we can. So that is the tradition even now, like all want to be together as a family. But that is changing because people are getting their families
and their own families will have with their family.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's not the case. So but the cooking and food is still like the same. Last year I was just telling me, like, I don't think we have to go through all this. You spend a lot of time cooking and then
your kitchen.
You're tired. Like by the end of the day, you're just tired from cooking. You eat and then you have to do the dishes afterwards. Like it's just exhausting.
But yeah, you're so right. We also had that conversation. I remember after being like, but you guys, must we really cook all these foods only for us to just sit and eat? Like we're the same people going to eat. The same people going to eat. We're just here tearing ourselves in the kitchen. But then for me, that's it. Like for me, that's Christmas. Like you all be in the kitchen. Everyone has been assigned a dish. Like you're the one making pilau. You're the one making,
you're
the one making, you know,
chapati. Like everyone is just
And then you're in the kitchen, you're playing music, you're laughing, you're having conversation. For me, it's the end of the, like when you're finally done cooking, you're tired. But for me, that part is also a thing for me. It's also a tradition for me.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. So I'm like, you know what? Like, we'll just endure.
Yeah.
But I feel, I agree with you. Like, it has changed in the sense that when you're, I think why we enjoyed it more when you were a kid is because we never, like, that responsibility was not on us, you know, as we were just there to enjoy, get the new clothes.
Yeah.
Decorate the tree, be happy. Yes. Yeah. But now, when you grow up, or when you're a parent, now you're having to budget to be like, okay,
exactly.
So money is what is, you know, going to go into celebrating Christmas. How are we going to celebrate? You have to have a plan. I think maybe that's what maybe takes away from the magic that it was when we were
That's young. Right. And yeah, I think I remember like when we were small, like going to church on Christmas was like, priority, right? Like in the morning you get ready and then you go to church.
I
feel like now, wow, the preparations, the cooking has like taken the front seat, and so like sometimes sometimes on Christmas we don't necessarily, you know, go to church, but we can go like after
like later, like in the
Sunday of Christmas, like of the Christmas week.
Oh, yeah. The Sunday of the Christmas week. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Instead of going on Christmas Day because of
because of all that you have to do. I think growing up, for me, what I remember is because my mom was in the center of these preparations, I don't remember her going to church on Christmas, but I remember her being like, some of you should go.
Mm.
Yeah, then you come back. But yeah, but now as we grow older, actually, I feel like we don't even go anymore. Like,
yeah.
I just think about like last year I actually went. I've remembered I went with
my last year I didn't. I think for the past 3 Christmas.
I went with
I haven't been going to church on Christmas Day.
But before
before the Sunday of the Christmas week. But before then, like before that, when you were younger, oh wow.
I think then the parents were more intentional of being with church. Because now when I think about it, it's really hectic. I don't even know how I made it to go with my daughter last year. Because I was even from a night shift. I remember I had worked a night shift. Came back home, I dressed her up real quick, got ready, went to church. But before my daughter, when it was just my husband and I, I don't think we even went to church one Christmas.
Yeah.
But like you've said, I feel like that the Christian part of Christmas is becoming less and less.
Yes.
This is even happy holidays.
Exactly. It's not happy Christmas anymore.
I think as Christians, we need to talk about it more. Talk about what is it for us now. So what was it about then and what is it about now? So as a Christian, Carol, what are some of the traditions you have around Christmas now that you are an adult and you can actually create your own new traditions, or maybe adopt some that you had or continue with some that you had?
I grew up in a Christian home, so we had traditions around Christmas, like what you've shared, but on the Christian side, I remember mom used to tell us the story of like how Jesus was born, and so the whole story, also because we were acting it, I was at my church, so we had, I used to act then Jesus, but you'd know the storyline of Mary, angel appearing to her, and then Mary miraculously conceiving Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I knew that storyline. And it's good then, because even as I've grown up, like that memory and that story still, now it starts to make sense. Then as a young child, I knew that story. And even though I did not comprehend everything around it, it was just good that I knew.
Yeah, but at least you, And I think that's important, to just know.
Exactly.
And of course, as you grow, then of course you know more, you comprehend more, you...
So now as an adult and, after quite a journey with God, now I'm more intentional now to use December more to be a reflection on what really Christmas means. So I make it a point to do devotionals on Christmas. Right now we have a lot of resources at our
So many
things that we didn't have before, or maybe they were there but we really did not have access to.
They were not easily accessible like the way they are now.
Like the way they are now, but now you have the Bible on your phone, and then you have all these studies on Christmas or on the life of Jesus. So for me, there is no better season like to really study and think about who Jesus is and why he came than now. So my traditions now basically is to study, to take a study on Jesus. It could be a passage, it could be a devotional, but I make it a point to reflect on something that brought me back to Jesus, so that I don't forget what the season is about.
I actually love Advent studies. That's also one of my traditions. It really centers you to the reason that we are celebrating, the reason I am a Christian, back to the roots after all is said and done. Then
Christmas carols as well.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I am in love with Christmas carols. And this one was because my dad, growing up, used to play Christmas carols. Bonnie M, Jim Reeves, the Luganda Christmas carols.
Yes.
And we'd listen to carols. We would watch them on TV. TV stations would set a date and be like, this date they're going to show carols from this church, and we'll watch. And up to now, I actually really love carols and play them.
Same.
Christmas cantata is definitely a thing.
It is.
Like, wow.
And it's amazing because, like, even these other countries where I have lived, I have tried to like, churches have like, Christmas services or productions, but you do not get the real message of Christmas and what it is. You go at just like a normal kind of concert or singing.
Message. I think you're right. That's the thing with Watoto, like it's one, like a concert, but two, the message.
The
is
message
there.
Is there.
Like at the, when you enjoyed yourself and you've danced to the music, enjoyed the music, at the end of it all, the message hits home. Like they just bring it home.
I love that.
I love that cantata. Last year I went to my feet. It was beautiful. Carol.
It was really beautiful. I can only imagine.
Yeah, so yeah.
I don't know this year.
It's one of the things I missed the most when I moved. I really missed the Katata. Woo.
I love your tradition, Inia.
Oh, thank you. I try. I'm a big Christmas fan. Yes, so guys, let us know how you guys have been celebrating Christmas. What have your traditions been? What traditions do you have now around Christmas? And what's the reason you celebrate Christmas? You know, would like to hear that. Otherwise, thank you for listening and Merry Christmas from us.
Merry Christmas.